This is an audio test for microphone number one as the Salem Red Sox and Delmarva Shorebirds will play for game four in a matter of minutes. Here's an audio test for microphone number two as the Red Sox and Shorebirds will play at 7.05 p.m. We welcome you to Salem Memorial Ballpark, where this exciting six-game series continues for Game 4 between the 57 and 53 Salem Red Sox and the 38 and 72 Delmarva Shorebirds. The Salem Red Sox have captured back-to-back wins, a 9-6 victory on Wednesday night, followed by an 11-10 win on Thursday night. Tonight, though, anything can happen, especially with this Delmarva offense that powered 17 runs on Tuesday night. Let's give you that starting lineup for the Delmarva Shorebirds. It'll be led off by designated hitter number 9, Reed Trimble. The center fielder number 7, Judd Fabian, bats second in the order, while the third baseman number 38, Max Wagner, goes third. Hitting cleanup today for the Shorebirds, it's the catcher number 39, Silas Arwan. Shortstop number 15, Frederick Van Cosme, will bat fifth, while the right fielder number 2, Elio Prado, bats sixth. First baseman number 12, Adam Retzbach, will bat seventh, followed by the left fielder in number 26, Michael Desson. And then rounding out the order, it's the second baseman number 27, Noelbert Romero. We would like to welcome you back, Redis Sena, making his first start for the Salem Red Sox since July 6th. Last time up was against this Delmarva Shorebirds side up in Salisbury, Maryland, and the only series between these two sides in the second half of the season. But after being out for about a month with an apparent elbow injury, Sena is ready to go for his seventh appearance here in 2022. And Sena has been a wonderful pitcher for the Salem Red Sox side. He's got a 0-0 record, but a 1.76 ERA in his 15 and one-thirds innings of work, allowing 11 hits and 3 earned runs. First pitch is away, and it's a called strike one by Shea Graham at 7.05 p.m. The Red Sox and the Shorebirds set to really get this game going as the 0-1 pitch is right down the middle at 95 for strike two. Shea Graham behind the plate tonight, calling the balls and the strikes. Brian Laws is our base path umpire. An early count lead for Rita Sena as the count is 0-2 against the Delmarva designated hitter. Here's the pitch, missed up and away for ball one. 325 to the left field wall, 325 to the right field wall, 401 to straightaway center. Here's the 1-2 pitch. You put up the middle. Good glove stop made from Sena. He'll jog over to first and toss it into the glove of Tyler Miller for the first out of the contest. So the Salem Red Sox looking to try to make it three straight wins over the Delmarva Shorebirds. As we see Judd Fabian come to the plate. One of the best hitters we have seen from the Stelmarva side in the first three games of the series. 6.15 is his batting average. The first pitch on the way to Fabian will drop low and misses inside for ball one. Went 4-5 yesterday with a trifecta of doubles. And here's the 1-0 pitch, and Fabian will blast this foul down the right field side. If you guys are just tuning in, we're just underway. 0-0 start between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox with one batter put aside in the top of the first. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fabian belts this out towards right center field. Meredith will track it down and make the grab. Two up, two down for Sena and the Red Sox. Well, Meredith tested early out in center field, had it come in hot, and although it was comfortable enough to not die for the baseball, it was a big stride from Salem's number one to come in and scoop that ball. So now Max Wagner to the plate. He will swing and miss for strike number one. Gives us a good chance to take a look at the Salem Red Sox starting the defense. You have Brian Gonzalez in left field, Keir Meredith in center field, and Daryl Baylin out in right as the 1-0 pitch. Apologies, the 0-1 pitch is inside for ball one. John Frank Salazar at third base, Brainer Bonassi as shortstop as Wagner will put this up the middle and through the reaching Paulino out towards center. And Max Wagner has the first base hit of the night. It comes with a two-out single in the top of the first. That's a way to introduce the second baseman for the Salem Red Sox, number nine Edison Paulino, and Tyler Miller at first base. And behind the plate tonight, it is Daniel McElveny. So Sena gives up his first hit of the night, which will bring up the cleanup hitter in Silas Ardwan. Wagner, who went 1-5 on August 17th, that was Wednesday's contest, struck out three times but gets a base hit in his first plate appearance. Ardwan takes the first pitch in for called strike one. Ardwan had a tough Delmarva debut, went 0-5 on Tuesday. Did pick up an RBI, though. Struck out twice and left five runners on the base paths. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and the slider misses low for ball one. So the Silverbirds catcher is still looking for his first hit at single-A ball after gaining the promotion from the FCO Orioles earlier this week. 1-1 count for Sena. He will kick and deal. Grounder towards the right side. Two hopper to Paulino. Glove side. And a throw to Miller is right on the money for out number three. Delmarva strands one base runner and Max Wagner. They get one base hit, but we stay scoreless as we enter the bottom half of the first here at Salem. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Good start by Rita Sena, and the Salem Red Sox allowed a base hit, but still keeps this one 0-0 as we go to the bottom half of the first. Let's get you the Salem Red Sox starting lineup for Game 4 of this series and Game 111 in 2022. The center fielder number 1, Keir Meredith, will lead us off, followed by the second baseman number 9, Edison Paulino. Shortstop number 19, Brainer Bonassi, bats third, while the first base number 14, Tyler Miller, bats cleanup. Designated hitter tonight for the Red Sox, it's number 13, Gilberto Mexicano, followed by the catcher and number 11, Daniel McElveny. The third baseman, number three, John Frank Salazar, tries to go for a base hit after being put 0-5 yesterday. He bats seventh, followed by the left fielder, number 28, Brian Gonzalez, and making a series debut at the ninth spot, it's the right fielder, number 44, and Darryl Bellin. So Juan Nunez at the mound as his first pitch will be sent out towards left field side, but guess who's right there? It is Michael Deson to make the catch. One pitch, one out for Nunez. Juan Nunez is the new kid in the Baltimore Orioles organization. Was traded by the Minnesota Twins back on August 2nd for the Jorge Lopez trade that sent the All-Star closer up to the upper Midwest as Edison Paulino will take the first pitch high and inside for ball one. Played a little bit with the FCL Orioles for about 2 weeks until he came up to the Carolina League as the 1-0 pitch is taken low and inside for ball two. 0-0 ball game between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds. A 2-0 pitch here from Nunez, and this one is high and inside for ball three. Last night, Edison Paulino went 2-3 with a couple of runs, was walked a couple times as well, and picked up his 29th double of the season. Here's the 3-0 pitch, high and inside. It misses again. It's a four-pitch walk for Edison Paulino, and the Salem Red Sox second baseman is the first runner of the game with one out in the bottom half of the first. So this brings up Brian Bonassi, who was our Blue Eagle Credit Union Player of the Game yesterday. After getting a bases-clearing single, followed by a little bit of an error made by Reed Trimble out in left field. As the first pitch is going to be in the zone for a called strike one. The Salem Red Sox today are bringing out their red baseball uniforms with the blue lettering of Red Sox going through the front and a blue number on the back. Pickoff attempt at first base is not in time as Retzbach's tag is a little late on Paulino. Along with that uniform, the Red Sox are wearing their traditional ball cap with the dark blue cap and the red S on the front. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and this is just outside, and the count's even at 1-1. And with that traditional cap and the traditional uniform, you have the traditional white baseball pants. Bonassi, the switch hitting shortstop in the left-handed batter's box, will pop up the 1-1 pitch to the left side. Moving back on it is the left side of the infield, and Max Wagner is the one who gets underneath of it in shallow left field to make the grab for the second out of the inning. So with Edison Paulino at first base and two outs on the board, Tyler Miller, the cleanup hitter, will step down to the batter's box after not being in the starting lineup yesterday. Was brought on to pinch run for the Red Sox, but is making his first plate appearance since Wednesday's 9-6 Salem Red Sox victory. First pitch to Miller is taken low and inside for ball one. The Delmarva Shorebirds have a very Baltimore Orioles-like uniform today as well. An orange jersey with the black lettering and numbering on the front and a black numbering on the back. Gray baseball pants to go along with the jersey. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Miller will pop this out towards center field. Deep it goes back towards the track, but Fabian will camp underneath of it and make the catch for the third out of the inning. So the Salem Red Sox, just like the Delmarva Shorebirds, strand one base runner in their first inning of work. So we go 0-0 to the second inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Thank you. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. 0-0 score in the top of the second inning we go. We'll have the 5-6-7 part of the order for the Shorebirds with Frederick Ben-Cosme, Elio Prada, and Adam Rutzbach. New pitcher on the mound for the Salem Red Sox, Gabriel Jackson, comes into the game, and Rita Sena, who we mentioned was coming off an injury, went one inning of work, didn't give up any runs, which was a good job by Salem's number five, but it's now Jackson's time to go. He was the scheduled starter coming into today's game as he last pitched on Sunday for the Salem Red Sox. And number 31 this season for Salem has a 7-7 record, making his 22nd appearance of the season for the Red Sox, and has an ERA of a 4.88. 83 innings of work, allowing 90 hits, 45 earned runs, walking 32 batters, and striking out 58. His first batter will be Ben-Cosme, who pops his up towards the left field side, moving towards the line. Gonzalez will make the catch in fair territory for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out to get Jackson's day started. Opponent's batting average this season, a 272 for the Salem Red Sox right-handed pitcher. And he can go for that eighth win of the season and try to get over that 500 mark. One out on the board, Elio Prada at the plate, and he takes the first pitch in there for a called strike one. Well, not a crystal clear day here at Salem, Virginia, but it definitely a nice warm night as Prado fouls off the 0-1 pitch. 78 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. So I would say this is pretty good baseball weather, and you can tell by the turnout here today at Salem. Great crowd. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Jackson, and it misses upstairs for ball one. Are there many organizations here? Some of the local churches in the general admission seating today, which is great to see. Local communities come out. The 1-2 pitch, slow tapper into fair play. McAvely will pick it up, fire towards Miller at first. They got the runner in time for the second out of the inning. Great play by McElveny behind the dish. Great alertness off the soft tapper by Prado, and a bare hand grab and missile down the line to first makes it two up, two down for Jackson and the Red Sox. So now Adam Rutzbach will try to keep the inning going for the Delmarva Shorebirds with two outs and nobody on, and he swings at the first pitch and drives it into the netting down the first base side. Last playing on August 17th, which was Wednesday night, went 1-of-2 with a couple of runs for the Shorebirds. And here's the 0-1 pitch. It's taken in there for a called strike two. Well, Jackson's game has greatly improved over these last few months. At one point had a 2-6 win-loss record. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and this one drops low of the zone for ball one. But as we've mentioned, in five of the last six decisions, he has gotten a win. So that's great news from the right-handed pitcher. Here's the 1-2 slider, and this misses low and away for ball two. Did not bite was the Delmarva first baseman. So Deuces Wild with two balls, two strikes, and two away. Here's the pitch, and this one will miss low and away again for ball three. A little bit of wind at the ballpark during the game today, or should I say during pregame, great amount of wind coming into the press box. All the posters hanging up on the wall, rustling in the wind. But right now, not too bad on the wind. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It got in there for a called strike three. Rutzbach knew it. It's the first Salem Red Sox punch out of the night, and it belongs to Gabriel Jackson as he caps off the second inning in a 1-2-3 style. 0-0 is our score. It's going to be 5-6-7 part of the Red Sox order when we come back after this. Thank you. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, 0-0 score. And Gilberto Mexicano, the Salem Red Sox batter, will lead off the order, followed by catcher Daniel McElveny and the third baseman John Frank Salazar. Juan Nunez out for another inning of work, and he starts off the second by firing a fastball away for ball one. It's his first single A appearance today for Juan Nunez. Spent a little bit of time in the DSL last year with the Twins as the 1-0 pitch drops low of the zone for ball two. Made the jump up to the FCL with the Minnesota Twins organization, and then when the trade went through, he stayed in the Florida Complex League, but with the Orioles. A 2-0 bouncer will go left of third base, resulting in a foul ball, and the count goes 2-1. Career win-loss record is 2-6 with a 3.18 ERA. 82 innings of work, 68 hits allowed, 29 earned runs allowed. 2-1 pitch to Mexicano, a check swing on a pitch upstairs. He did not go for ball three. So nice hitter's pitch here for the leadoff batter of the Salem Red Sox. 3-1 pitch to Mexicano. This one's upstairs for ball four. And Nunez has walked his second Salem Red Sox batter of the game. This time it's Gilberto Mexicano, and the leadoff batter is aboard for Salem. So the catcher number 11, Daniel McElveny, who made a nice defensive play in the top half of the second inning, will come to the plate here in the bottom half of the second. First pitch is a sinker that goes into the zone for a called strike one. Now, checking out what Nunez did against the FCL Red Sox, pretty good performances. Three straight starts where he allowed just three runs, two of them earned. Over 11 innings of work as McElveny will swing and miss on the 0-1 pitch. And quickly now it's an 0-2 count lead for Nunez. An 0-2 count, pitches on the way, and McElveny will drive this out towards center field, but getting right underneath of it is going to be Judd Fabian as he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Mexicano will drop back towards the bag at first. So after going 0-5 yesterday for the Salem Red Sox, John Frank Salazar will try to get aboard with a base hit today. Also did not make an on-base appearance yesterday for Salem, so trying to snap out of a little bit of a slump after one game. Pickoff attempt at first, and the diving Mexicano beat out the tag by Retzbach. It's also worth the mention that Juan Nunez's best performance in 2022 came against the FCL Red Sox. As the pitch is away, and this is a bunt down the third base side. It's scooped up by Wagner, throws it to first. They got the runner in time. The runner in Mexicano is into second, so Salazar does move the Salem Red Sox runner in Mexicano to scoring position, but two outs are now on the board. Good awareness by Wagner to come in. Even had enough time to scoop it up with the glove and transfer to the right hand and throw it to Retzbach in time. And Salazar, even though has some wheels out on the base paths, but unable to beat out the throw. And now Brian Gonzalez at the plate as the first pitch goes upstairs for ball one. It was a pretty good bunt, but I think it was a little bit too far to the right of what Salazar wanted it, which allowed Wagner a better angle to scoop it up and make the throw to first, as time is called by the Delmarva catcher and Art Juan. But now you're in a position where if Gonzalez does get a base hit, you might be able to take the early lead. 1-0 count to Gonzalez, pitches away, and it's taken low and outside for ball one. It was mentioned about what Nunez has done against the FCL Red Sox this season. Gave up no runs in the four innings of work back on July 29th. And on July 15th, he had his most this season with 8 strikeouts against the FCL Red Sox. 2-0 pitch on the way to Gonzalez, and this misses outside for ball three. Now, the FCL Red Sox have been one of the better teams in the Florida Complex League this season. We've coming into today with a 33-16 record. Their season comes to a close on August 23rd, so only a few more days left of rookie ball at that level. 3-0 count to Gonzalez. He takes it the whole way as the pitch misses upstairs for ball four. And Gonzalez picks up a two-out walk to put runners at first and second base for Salem with the number nine hitter and Darryl Bailyn coming to the plate. Big chance for Bailyn, who was able to knock a home run last week against the Kannapolis Cannonballers, his third of the season. He's in the double figures with RBIs with 10. And has a chance to grow on it here in the bottom of the second. First plate appearance of the week for Bailyn as Nunez takes a look at second and fires a fastball that misses outside for ball one. Well, Bailyn has struggled here in the Carolina League. A 109 batting average here in 2022. He's been a part of the Salem Red Sox crew since around the end of May. Just hasn't been able to really get into a full stride. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Bailyn. Gets underneath of this one and sends it a mile high. Looks like it should be playable, although the catcher doesn't know where it is. Max Wagner is the one who comes down with the grab for the third out of the inning. The most unlikely man to come down with that baseball was the one who made the catch. So Bailyn pops out. It strands two Salem Red Sox runners, and we stay at a 0-0 ball game going into the top of the third. It'll be Gabriel Jackson once again, and the 8-9-1 part of the Delmarva order up next. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A scoreless start between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds as we enter the third inning. Plenty of base runners for both sides, but no one has broken through just yet. Gabriel Jackson back on the mound, and his first pitch is low and inside for ball one to Mishael Desson. The Delmarva right-hitting left fielder went 1-5 yesterday with a run and two strikeouts. And one of those strikeouts were the big one as the 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike one. 11-10 ball game at the bottom of the ninth inning yesterday. Top of the ninth inning. Desson at the plate and was struck out by Luis De La Rosa to secure the Salem victory. 1-1 pitch is chopped foul by Desson. That was a wild top of the ninth inning. Delmarva down by five going into it, scores four runs, but just comes up short. Here's the 1-2 pitch, reaching out and swinging, and missing is Desson for strike three, and Jackson closed off the second inning with a swinging strikeout, and he starts off the third with a swinging strikeout on Desson. So we will see the number nine hitter for the Delmarva Shorebirds for the first time today, as the second baseman, Noel Burt Romero, will step into the right-handed batter's box. Jackson will step in, deliver the first pitch, and this misses low for ball one. It's worthy to know that this Delmarva Shorebirds team is hitting the best that they have all season long. And that is to do with the recent promotions as Romero gets underneath the 1-0 pitch and senses down to foul territory on the first base side. Tyler Miller calls off McElveny, and he makes the catch in foul territory for the second out of the inning. And when you take a look at Delmarva, in this hits category as we see Reed Trimble, the designated hitter, come to the plate. It's just the second time this season where the Shorebirds have scored 6-plus runs in 3 straight contests, 17 on Tuesday, 6 on Wednesday, 10 on Thursday. First pitch from Jackson is in there for a called strike one. Trimble is 0 of 1 tonight. Meanwhile, Delmarva has scored the most runs over 3 days with 33 runs as the 0-1 pitch misses low for ball one. And as a team, Delmarva is hitting .313 and has an OPS of an .874. If you guys don't know what those numbers mean, those are very good numbers for Delmarva. 1-1 pitch, Trimble will hit this one to left side. It gets through for a base hit. It split the gap between Salazar and Bonassi, and the top of the third inning stays alive with a Reed Trimble 2-out single. Second hit of the day for the Delmarva Shorebirds, and now Judd Fabian, who lined out to Keir Meredith in his first at-bat, will come to the plate. But this is really good for Delmarva. And the other time where they had this stretch, where they scored 6-plus runs over 3 days, you guys might remember, it came in mid-June against the Salem Red Sox team. First pitch to Fabian is a fastball that misses inside for ball one. Remember that towards the end of the first half of the season? It came from June 18th through June 21st. A wild ending to a 6-game series, which the Salem Red Sox won 5-1 as the 1-0 breaking ball misses low for ball two. So a nice 2-0 count lead for Judd Fabian. Reed Trimble with a little lead at first. Tyler Miller protecting the bag. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that's in there for a called strike one off a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. You can expect Jackson to go a pretty good length tonight. He pretty much is tonight's starter, but they gave Sena an inning of work as he comes back from injury as the 2-1 pitch misses low for ball three, and Fabian will have a nice 3-1 count. A very powerful bat for this Delmarva lineup as Jackson will attempt to pick off Trimble at first, but no tag was ever made by Tyler Miller. 0-0 game, top of the third inning, two away. The Shorebirds with one base runner at first. Red Sox looking to try to make it their third straight win as Delmarva tries to get their first win since Tuesday. Here's the 3-1 pitch, hard hit ball to the left side. It goes through for a base hit. Turning at second base is going to be Reed Trimble. He will go to third. Going for second is Fabian, and he slides in safe. It's another double for Judd Fabian, and he puts runners at second and third base for the Delmarva Shorebirds, and Max Wagner will have a big at-bat coming up for Delmarva. Nice EV off the bat for Fabian. That was a screamer past the shortstop of Bringer Bonassi, and well, the left side of our outfield thought, especially with Brian Gonzalez and Keir Meredith, was that they believed that Fabian might have settled for a single, but Fabian not only has power, he also has wheels, and a close play at second base, and number 7 of Delmarva is able to break through. Third hit of the night causes for pitching coach Nick Green to come down, talk with Jackson and Daniel McElveny. Second baseman Edison Paulino, shortstop Bringer Bonassi, and third baseman Gianfranco Salazar. Don't know why Tyler Miller didn't want to be a part of the discussion, but he held over at first. So the first true threat of the game to score comes from the Shorebirds here in the top of the third inning with Max Wagner, who is 1-of-1 tonight with 2 in scoring position. The first pitch is in the zone on the outside corner for a called strike one. A little bit of a 2-out rally here. A Trimble single, a Fabian double. That's where Wagner got his hit last time with 2 outs on the board in the first. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Wagner takes the breaking ball inside for ball one. Did not play in the lineup yesterday for Delmarva. Gave one of these top draft picks in 2022 by the Baltimore Orioles organization a night off. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Wagner, and that's upstairs for ball two. We've seen most of these top players for the Shorebirds have at least one night off. Obviously, the adjustment here to the Carolina League isn't an easy one after college baseball and into the Florida Complex lead, now here into full season minor league. Dylan Beavers has the night off for Delmarva, but you never know in a tight game when his bat will be called up to the plate. 2-1 count. Jackson fires away. Swing and a miss for strike two as Wagner got a piece of the barrel but into the glove of McElveny. A little bit of a brief discussion out with the 2-1 count, and Jackson McElveny probably got the pitch they wanted. So deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes with two away. Set, kick, and this is a grounder to the left side. Backhand play made by Paulino, or say Benassi, and the throw goes wild. It hits off the first base coach of the Delmarva Shorebirds, so it stays enough in play as Reed Trimble will score from third. The Delmarva Shorebirds have a 1-0 lead in the top of the third inning, and it's thanks to a Max Wagner infield RBI single. Bonassi with a nice reach to the backhand side got the baseball, but it took him a second or two to firmly place himself or give at least himself enough balance to make a throw to Tyler Miller. As we see Silas Arwan at the plate, first pitch high, but a good play made by McElveny behind the dish to make sure it doesn't roll to the backstop. But Bonassi still had to throw to Miller at first, and it was really close. If Miller was able to come down with the grab, it was going to be a tough call for Brian Laws, as the 1-0 pitch is inside and it gets a piece of Arwan. So a hit by pitch will load up the bases for Frederick Benkosme. Benkosme flew out to left field in his first plate appearance back in the second, but oh, what a time he has here in the third inning. The Red Sox got a benefit of the ball bouncing off of Miller's glove into the body of the Delmarva first base coach on that Bonassi throw. And now it's a big stage here for Benkosme. First pitch of the left-handed hitting shortstop is low for ball one. So right now you have Judd Fabian at third base, Max Wagner at second, and now Silas Arwan at first. Here's the pitch by Jackson, and this is hit to the left side, good enough for a base hit. Fabian scores from third. Gonzalez picks it up. Throw towards the plate's going to be a little off as Wagner scores easily, and it's a two RBI double for Frederick Benkosme, and it's now a 3-0 Delmarva lead. Well, Jackson retired the first five batters he faced tonight, but the last five batters to come to the plate have all reached safely. And now Elio Prado, the right fielder, will have two runners in scoring position for the Shorebirds. First pitch is inside for ball one. Catch could be made by McElveny, but it stays enough in the area for the runners to hold at second and third. So now Silas Arwan is at third base, and Frederick Benkosme is at second. A 1-0 count for Prado. Pitch is on the way. Hood hit, and this one's up the middle for a base hit. It could be a couple of runs as Arwan scores, and coming all the way from second is Benkosme. And all of a sudden, the Delmarva Shorebirds lead the Salem Red Sox 5-0 in the top of the third. A two-out, two RBI single. And now we'll have the ninth batter of the inning in Adam Retzbach to come to the plate. Six hits now for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Five runs. And an early statement here in the top of the third inning. First pitch to Retzbach is a slider that misses away for ball one. So we're getting the look what the Shorebirds gave the Red Sox on Tuesday with an early lead. Here's the 1-0 pitch. The Reds back, and this misses low for ball two. Oh, a strikeout by Deson and a pop-up to the first base, and Miller started off the inning. But since then, it's gone off the tracks for Jackson. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and this misses low for ball three. Single by Trimble, double by Fabian, single by Wagner. A hit by a pitch on Arwan, a double by Benkosme, and then most recently, a Prado 2 RBI single. 3-0 count for Retzbach. Pitches away, and that is in there for a called strike one. Nice little slider action on a 3-0 pitch. Retzbach struck out swinging his last time up against Gabriel Jackson. And here's the hitter's pitch. Swing and a miss by Retzbach. And now the count goes full. So can Jackson get out of the inning and put this top of the third behind him? Michael Desson awaiting on deck for maybe a second plate appearance of the inning. Runner goes. 3-2 pitch. It's outside for ball four. So no need to worry about Prado as he will go to second. Retzbach will move to first, and Luke Montz comes out of the third base dugout, and he points out to the left field bullpen. What started as a great night for Gabriel Jackson has gone poorly for the right-handed pitcher of the Salem Red Sox, and in the third inning, we're going to get our third pitcher of the game for Salem. It's a 5-0 Delmarva lead. There's runners at first and second base for the Shorebirds, and Michael Desson will come to the plate right after we step aside here on Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, it's the 10th batter of the inning for the Delmarva Shorebirds, and Michael Desson, as Felix Cepeda is the new pitcher in for the Salem Red Sox, and he misses on a pitch low and away for ball one. A strikeout swinging from Desson way at the beginning of this inning, as Gabriel Jackson's night has come to a close for the Red Sox. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and the breaking ball misses low for ball two. Felix Cepeda this season has a 2-3 record in his 22 prior appearances. He has an ERA is rather high at a 7.30. 2-0 count. Here's the kick and the deal, and this pitch will miss low and away for ball three. Cepeda has pitched 37 innings and has allowed 36 hits and 30 earned runs. He has walked 39 batters and has struck out 38. Here's a 3-0 pitch, and this one will miss low and away for ball four. Make it 40 now for Felix Cepeda on walks this season. And with that walk, the bases are now loaded for the Delmarva Shorebirds. As this inning just continues to go Delmarva's way, a double by Ben Cosme brings him to third base, and at second, or should I say, Prado is at third base. Retzbach is at second as the chopper is going over to the left side. Two hopper to Paulino, backhand side. Throw to Paulino at second is in time for the third out of the inning. So the Delmarva Shorebirds do some damage. Five runs in the top half of the third inning. They now lead 5-0 over the Salem Red Sox. So we'll see what the Red Sox offense is able to have up their sleeve as the top of the order comes up next here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 5-0 lead for the Delmarva Shorebirds after an electrified offensive two-out rally in the top of the third inning as they score all five runs with two outs on the board. And we go to the bottom of the third with Keir Meredith leading things off for the Salem Red Sox as Juan Nunez misses with a pitch outside for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch by Nunez, and it misses upstairs for ball two. So obviously, a steep hill to climb for the Red Sox going on throughout this contest. They still are looking for their first hit of the game as Juan Nunez has pitched a couple of no-hit innings, and the 2-0 pitch is in there with the fastball at 92 for a called strike one. So you have Meredith, Paulino, and Bonassi to lead off this order for the Salem Red Sox. 2-1 pitch to Meredith, and he will watch a pitch miss low and away for ball three. Well, Meredith saw one pitch in his first at-bat of the night, a pop-up down the left field line. Catch was made by Michael Desson. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Meredith, and this one is in there for a called strike one. Meredith began the motion of tossing his bat to the Salem Red Sox dugout, but instead the count is full. Full count pitch here for Keir Meredith. Here's the kick and the deal by Nunez, and Meredith will pop this one up over the netting and will land about six rows up behind home plate. One home run, 20 RBIs now in the season for Meredith. A .264 batting average, some of the best numbers on the Salem side. 3-2 pitch upstairs for ball four, and Keir Meredith has an on-base appearance with a leadoff walk. Well, keep in mind this Salem Red Sox team was on the doorstep of picking up their first run of the game back in the second inning with runners at first and second base until they then popped up in the foul territory, which Max Wagner came down with it for the third out of the inning. So we'll see if Salem is able to cut through this deficit a bit. First pitch to Edison Paulino is a fastball that misses upstairs at 94. Paulino walked in his first at-bat. Came with one out in the bottom of the first inning. Has a 1-0 count lead. Has a throwback to first base, and Meredith slides in safe underneath Redback's throw. So we stay at a 1-0 count as Meredith will take a step towards second and hold as the 1-0 pitch misses low and away for ball two. Talking with Keir Meredith earlier today, mentioned, hey, you're 21-21 on stolen base attempts this season. And I said, that's some great speed out there. He said, thank you, but I really hope that you did not just jinx me. 2-0 pitch to Paulino, a breaking ball that will miss upstairs for ball three. So keep an eye out for that, folks. Sat down with Keir Meredith for the latest edition of Sox Talks. Got to sit down with Salem Red Sox manager Luke Mons and three players on Salem. 3-0 pitch to Paulino, and this misses upstairs for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Edison Paulino, and it's a second on-base appearance of the day. And a start of a good response for Salem. After giving up five runs in the top half of the third, they get their first two batters of the inning on base, both with walks by Meredith and Paulino. And now the switch-hitting shortstop and Brainer Bonassi will make his way to the plate, but shortstop in Cosme and catcher in Arduan are talking a bit with Nunez at the mound. Bonassi popped up to the third baseman in Wagner his last time up. Infield playing in their normal spots. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Check swing by Bonassi. The appeal down to Brian Law says he doesn't go. Tough spot to get an appeal for Brian Law as he is standing just to the left behind the pitcher's mound. But great job and strength by Bonassi not to follow through on the swing. He gets a nice early 1-0 count lead. Nunez takes a look at Meredith, and the runners go as the pitch is popped up by Bonassi It might be playable as Max Wagner will find it, and he will make the catch in foul territory for the first out of the inning. Well, once again, Max Wagner finds a ball in foul territory. Did so against Bonassi his first time up, and then made a catch on the first base foul territory side in the second inning, and he does so here with the third. Part of the reason is because Ardoin has had difficulty finding those mile in the sky pop-ups. But Meredith and Paulino got great jumps at first and second, had to also steam back towards the bag. First pitch to Tyler Miller. This is fouled up into the screen. And it'll start an 0-1 count for Tyler Miller. Popped it up to the center fielder, Judd Fabian, his last time up. A 5-0 Delmarva Shorebirds lead over the Salem Red Sox. Salem has stranded three base runners through the first two innings today. And they have two base runners with one out right now. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Miller. And this will spike to the side of home plate for ball one. Great evening here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The sun is peeping through and giving you a nice little sunset. Also great lighting across the mountain ranges to left field and to right field. Even count of one ball and one strike. Here's the pitch from Nunez. Miller will hit this out to the right center gap. It will fall for a base hit. Meredith gets the green light. Paulino will as well. And Tyler Miller's in the second. The throw towards home, not in time. Paulino slides in safe. The throw goes a little wild, and Miller goes in the third. It's a two RBI double for Tyler Miller, and the Salem Red Sox cut into the deficit. It's now 5-2 Shorebirds over the Red Sox. The first base hit of the night for Salem comes with their cleanup hitter, and he cleans up the bases by driving home Meredith and Paulino. Edison came the green light all the way from first base from the third base coach of Luke Mons. Now Mayakana put a dribbler towards the ground to the right side. It's scooped up by Romero. Throw to first base in time for the second out of the inning. But that brings home Tyler Miller, who touches home and gives the Salem Red Sox only a two-run deficit, as it's now 5-3 Delmarva over Salem. And with all that action, with two outs in the bottom of the third, Daniel McElveny will come to the plate with the base paths clear. The first pitch is low and inside for ball one. So after two scoreless innings to start off the contest, eight runs here in the third. Five for Delmarva, three for Salem. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and McElveny will take it low for ball two. And great at-bats by the middle of the order. Miller not only splits the right center gap, but then Mayakana puts the ball in play and drives in that run from third. Here's the 2-0 pitch to McElveny, and this misses upstairs for ball three. So Jackson gets rattled in the top of the third, and they replace him with the pitcher in Felix Cepeda. And now Juan Nunez feeling a little heat as well. Here's a 3-0 pitch to McElveny, and that is in there. Catches the inside corner for a called strike one. An error has been put on the board for Delmarva as a 3-1 pitch will be inside for ball four. Daniel McElveny picks up a two-out walk, and that will bring up John Frank Salazar. John Frank Salazar grounded out to the third baseman and Max Wagner, his last time up in the second. And now Joe Hamacher, the pitching coach of the Delmarva Shorebirds, will come out to talk with Nunez. Can't get a good look of the right field bullpen to see if Delmarva is warming up a bit, but you would expect it with being Nunez's first start at the Carolina League that there might have some arms getting going right now. A little short visit by the pitching coach alongside second baseman Noel Bert Romero and the catcher in Silas Ardoin. Well, hard to imagine, but the tying run is at the plate for the Salem Red Sox and Gianfranc Salazar. A little lead at first for McElveny. As the first baseman Rhett's back, he's protecting the bag. Here's the first pitch, and Salazar will pop this up towards the right field side, and it will hook out of play for strike one. Well, the air was taken out of the ballpark with that top of the third inning, but people are right back in it. Love to see a little instant offense after giving up five runs. Runner goes, pitches outside for ball one, throw down to second, the tag is made in time. Nice play by Bancosme. He got the tag down, and he beat out McElveny by the sliding hands. So the Salem Red Sox score three runs in the bottom of the third inning, and they cut the deficit to only two, as it's now a 5-3 ball game. Felix Cepeda will come out to pitch for the Red Sox as he closed the third, and he'll start off the fourth. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-3 Delmarva Shorebirds lead over the Salem Red Sox. Six hits for Delmarva today, only one for Salem. But fortunately for the Red Sox, at the margin that is closer is the one that matters the most. Felix Cepeda will face the top of the order with Reed Trimble, Judd Fabian, and Max Wagner. First pitch for Cepeda goes way upstairs. Couldn't be caught by McElveny behind the dish as it will roll towards the backstop for ball one. 1-2 start tonight for Reed Trimble. After grounding out to the starter and Sena, he picked up a single back in the third. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Gets underneath of this one and sends it high. A can of corn moving back is Salazar into foul territory, and he makes the grab for the opening out of the inning. I know it's the top of the fourth inning. We were a little inning late, but we can give you that Carolina League scoreboard update. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Fredericksburg Nationals 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. After Lynchburg's 2-0 win yesterday over Fredericksburg, it allowed the Salem Red Sox to pick up a game in the standings. First pitch to Judd Fabian, a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike one. 1-2 night for Judd Fabian as well. Picked up a double back in the third inning. An 0-1 pitch to Fabian upstairs for ball one. So if Lynchburg is able to win, obviously that would give the Salem Red Sox a door to make up another game in the standings. 1-1 pitch, and Fabian will put this towards the ground. Two hopper to Bonassi, glove side, steps in and throws it in time for the second out of the inning. An absolute dart from Bonassi at shortstop, and it's two up and two down for Cepeda. Max Wagner to the plate, perfect start for him. 2-of-2 with a pair of singles, and the first pitch in this at-bat will go low for ball one. Meanwhile, the Downey Ducks are playing some amazing baseball. They lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 7-0 in the bottom of the third as the 1-0 pitch to Wagner is upstairs for ball two. We're at a 5-3 ball game right here in Salem. Delmarva leads the Red Sox. Meanwhile, the Vadeville Woodpeckers lead the Caroline Mudcats 4-3 in the top of the third. 2-0 pitch to Wagner, and the breaking ball catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Wagner. It will be taken off the plate for ball three. Charleston River Dogs had their winning streak snapped yesterday in a 7-inning loss to the Augusta Green Jackets as the 3-1 pitch is a fastball in there at 93 for a called strike two. Right now, Charleston trying to get back in the win column as they lead 1-0 over Augusta in the bottom of the third. 3-2 pitch to Wagner, and this one just missed the zone. Ball four as Cepeda walks Wagner. He gets his third straight on-base appearance of the game. And now Silas Ardwan will come to the plate with two outs. So this was the Red Sox problem in the third inning. They got the first two outs of the frame, but they allowed eight straight batters to reach safely, which produced a five-run top of the third inning. Ardwan was hit by a pitch in his last plate appearance, and he swings and fouls the first pitch into the screen for strike one. Also, the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the Columbia Fireflies 3-0 in the bottom of the second, and don't look now, but the Columbia Fireflies are the hottest team in the Carolina League. 0-1 pitch to Ardwan, and that's in the zone for a called strike two. Last time I checked, seven straight wins for the Fireflies? Yeah, pretty impressive on their end. And that race between themselves and Charleston towards the stretch is going to be an exciting one. Here's the 0-2 pitch, which will reach out and will lift over the second baseman and Paulino out towards right field for a base hit. Here comes the throw to third, and they got the runner. Darryl Baylin, an absolute bullet from the right field in the third. And Salazar laid the tag down for the third out of the inning. Ardwan will get credited with the base hit, but Judd Fabian, or Max Wagner, I should say, is tagged out at third to put an end to the inning. So the Delmarva Shorebirds strand one base runner in the inning, and it stays 5-3 Delmarva as they go to the bottom half of the fourth. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is a 5-3 Delmarva Shorebirds lead over the Salem Red Sox. And the player that get the inning-ending tag in the top half of the fourth inning will lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. And John Frank Salazar will be followed by Brian Gonzalez and the player who lasered that throw into third and Darryl Baylin. First pitch on the way to Salazar, a fastball that misses upstairs. Juan Nunez still in the game for the Delmarva Shorebirds. 49 pitches in the first three innings of Nunez's single-A career. Time called by Salazar at the plate as he will step back in. Grounded out towards the third baseman of Wagner his last time up. 1-0 pitch to Salazar, breaks into the zone for a called strike one. Now Salazar was at the plate in the bottom half of the third inning, but Daniel McElveny was caught stealing at second, which brought this at bat here, and now this one will be lined over the second baseman's head in Romeo over into the right center gap. And Romero can only watch that one go over his head as Salazar picks off a leadoff single for the Salem Red Sox. His third base hit of the series, his first of the game, and it's a second for the Salem Red Sox. So that brings left fielder Brian Gonzalez to the plate. Right-handed hitter against the right-handed pitcher, and the first pitch is above the letters for ball one. 5-3 score, Delmarva leads Salem. Just in the bottom of the fourth inning, if you guys are just checking on in. Big third inning between these two sides as a pickoff attempt at first is not in time for the sliding Salazar. And now time is called as maybe Salazar went into first base a little awkwardly. As time is called from our base path umpire and Brian Loss. And it appears the belt came undone for Salazar. That's interesting. It was belt, but he was able to get it back on. A little wardrobe misfunction. So here's the 1-0 pitch to Gonzalez. It's a fastball upstairs for ball two. Gonzalez was walked in his first plate appearance. Here's the 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one. First game this series where Gonzalez is playing in the field. He was a designated hitter Wednesday night for the Red Sox, but has sat out on Tuesday and Thursday. 2-1 pitch to Gonzalez. Chopper to the left side. Two hopper for Ben Cosme. Over to Romero, and the throw to first is not in time as Retzbach was drawn off the bag at first. Salazar is tagged out, though, with the flip play from Ben Cosme over to Romero, but Romero's throw to Retzbach was not in time for the second out of the inning. So one put aside, and the Red Sox have one runner on the base paths in Brian Gonzalez. And now Darryl Bellin, who popped up to Max Wagner his first time up, will swing at the first pitch. Hard hit ball out towards right center field, but moving to his right is going to be Prado. He gets underneath of it and makes the catch, and then the transfer over was signaled as not the catch, and moving into first once again is Gonzalez. Prado made the grab at right field, and the transfer to his right hand was dropped. But Brian Laws, who was standing between first and second base, still indicated out. Not that it was a drop ball made from the right fielder. So Bellin is put aside for the second straight time, and now it's the top of the order with Keir Meredith, as a pickoff attempt at first base is not in time for the sliding Gonzalez. 0-1 night for Meredith. He got aboard with a walk in the third inning for Salem after he lined out to left field his first time up. First pitch of this at-bat goes outside for ball one. And Nunez has had a little difficulty to find the zone today. 58 pitches now, only 24 of them have registered as strikes. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Meredith. This will go low and off the glove of Ardwan. Taking off to second is Gonzalez, and he goes in the second standing up. And with that pass ball, the Red Sox have a runner in scoring position at second base with Brian Gonzalez. So a 2-0 count for Meredith. And a two-hit last night for the Red Sox. The 2-0 pitch is high and inside for ball three. We see Meredith at all places of the lineup for the Salem Red Sox this week, but this is the first time this series where we've seen him in the leadoff spot. 3-0 pitch to Meredith, and he'll watch it go the whole way upstairs for ball four. Back-to-back innings for Meredith, in which he has walked. And now runners at first and second base for Edison Paulino. And it appears that Juan Nunez will not be facing Edison Paulino. as Felipe Rojas Jr., the manager of the Delmarva Shorebirds, will make a pitching change. So we'll have our first call to the bullpen tonight for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Salem Red Sox, down 5-3, have runners at first and second base, and they will have a new pitcher to go up against when we come back. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Edison Paulino will face against Keegan Gillis of the Delmarva Shorebirds with two outs and runners at first and second base for the Red Sox. First pitch from the right-handed pitcher of the Shorebirds is in the middle for a called strike one. Paulino has two walks today in his two prior plate appearances and is looking to try to get aboard for the third time today, especially with the tying run on the base paths in the form of Keir Meredith at first. Brian Gonzalez is the runner at second. And Gillis with a long look at second. Now here's the pitch, and Paulino will pop this up towards the left side, and it will hook into the seats for strike two. So Juan Nunez's first start as a Delmarva Shorebird could have gone worst, if we're being honest. Gave up two hits, two earned runs. Biggest problem was he walked seven batters. That's something he's got to work on moving forward. Didn't register a single strikeout either. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Gillis. It's a breaking ball that will miss low and away for ball one. Keegan Gillis' last appearance came back on May the 10th against the Salem Red Sox. Went two innings of work, allowed only three base hits and no earned runs. 1-2 pitch by Gillis, and this misses low and away for ball two. Counts even at two balls and two strikes for Edison Paulino. But, hey, that's great. Welcome back to playing baseball, Gillis. He was spent on the injured list from May 13th through August 16th, the 15th round selection in the 2021 MLB draft out of Tulane University. Deuces wild now. Here's the pitch by Gillis, and this is low for ball three. And after being down 0-2 in the count, Paulino has poised some great patience at the plate and now has the count at full. Gillis operates with a four-seam fastball, a curveball, and slider. Joined this Delmarva roster on May 4th and was playing baseball for about 9 days prior to that injury list stint that lasted nearly 3 months. Time called here from Gillis as he will reset on the rubber. Three-two count. Big payoff pitch here for Gillis. Both runners go. Paulino gets underneath of this one. A high, deep drive to right field, but But coming in is going to be Elio Prado, and he makes the catch for out number three. The Salem Red Sox trained two base runners in the inning. They put up a big zero in the bottom of the fourth, and we stay at a 5-3 ball game as we enter the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Delmarva leads. Felix Cepeda has another inning of work coming up. We're into the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 5-3 Delmarva Shorebirds lead as Felix Cepeda's first pitch to Frederick Benkosme is in the zone for a called strike one. A scoreless fourth inning from both sides as the 0-1 pitch to Benkosme is in the zone again for a called strike two. A three-run home run last night for the Shorebirds. Benkosme is hitting at a .352 batting average this season. That was also his third home run of the year, and he drove his RBI count up to 27 here this season. 0-2 pitch to Benkosme, reaches out and chops his foul down the third base side as it rolls by the Red Sox dugout. Seven hits for the Shorebirds through the first four innings, only two for the Red Sox. And here's the 0-2 pitch to Benkosme. It's upstairs and off the glove of McIlvaney, but no need to worry with the empty base paths as the count goes to 1-2. The left-handed hitting shortstop is 1-2 tonight. And here's the 1-2 pitch. He will reach up and foul a high heater at 93 miles per hour. And will stay alive in the at-bat with the 1-2 count. One-two pitch by Cepeda, and this will miss low for ball two. He came into this inning with 1 1/3 innings of work and has dealt 19 pitches. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and this will be reached up and fouled into the third baseline netting and roll back into the seats. It's got to be an ultra-competitive night to get those foul balls. Just a great attendance here today. 2-2 pitch as Benkosme will drive this out towards left field, but no need to worry as Gonzalez is right there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. So, second time that Benkosme has led off an inning for the Shorebirds, and it's the second time in those instances where he has driven the ball towards Brian Gonzalez. So it's time for Elio Prado, as his first pitch will be into the zone, a fastball of 93 for a called strike one. Cepeda is the third pitcher used tonight by the Salem Red Sox. Here's the 0-1 pitch, check swing there by Prado, but no need to even check in on it as the pitch was in the zone for a called strike two. 190 batting average this season for Delmarva, a single home run and 20 RBIs as the fastball misses away at 95 for ball one. Haven't seen much Cepeda fastballs reach 95 miles per hour. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this will miss low and outside for ball two. After Sena went one inning of work, and then Jackson got a little rattled in the top of the third inning when they gave up five runs Cepeda has taken over. 2-2 pitch with one away, and Pardo will foul it off. As it goes straight back into the screen. Another even count pitch of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda will kick and deal the pitch, and Prado will take it inside for a called strike 3. Prado did not like it one bit, but Felix Cepeda has his first strikeout of the night, and it's 2 up, 2 down to start off the 5th. Well, the 5-6-7 part of the Delmarva order went 1-2-3 in the second inning. And with 5 and 6 retired, it might be another one as Adam Retzbach comes to the plate. He takes the first pitch low and outside for ball one. 0 of 1 night as he struck out swinging back in the second but was walked in the third. He takes the 1-0 pitch low for ball two. Score here at Salem. Delmarva leads, and the 2-0 pitch is chopped foul down the third base side. Right now, that third inning is an outliner of how this contest has been. All 8 runs in that third inning. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and this will be popped up towards the first base foul line, and it will make its way into the seats for strike 2. Scoreless first, second, and fourth tonight. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He got him. Strike 3 on Adam Retzbach. And Cepeda closes off the 5th inning with back-to-back punchouts. We're halfway there, folks, and the Delmarva Shorebirds lead the Salem Red Sox 5-3. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We will have the heart of the order due up against the Delmarva right-handed pitcher and Keegan Gillis. It will be Brainerd Bonassi, Tyler Miller, and Gilberto Mexicano all to bat for the Salem Red Sox. Well, Bonassi has popped up a couple of times to the third baseman in Max Wagner. And Gillis, who used 6 pitches to get out of the 4th inning, we'll start things here in the 5th. First pitch is away, and it's a fastball that misses upstairs for ball one. Well, today they are auctioning off the San Bernardino de Salem jersey here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the 1-0 pitch is away, and this misses low for ball two. It's a very common uniform used by the Salem Red Sox on the Wednesday games, but it's officially being retired after 2022. All the gear in the shop selling today as a 2-0 pitch is away, and this misses low for ball three. If you guys are wondering why they are being retired, sorry, I'm not the guy with the answer. Talked to some people, and they didn't know it either. But sad to see that jersey go. Definitely love the dog on the ball cap. 3-0 pitch, and it's right down the middle for a called strike one. So fans are writing their names in on the auction, and At this time, as we're talking, they only got an inning left. Auction ends at the bottom of the sixth inning today. 3-1 pitch to Bonassi, and it's in there for a called strike one. Fastball at 92. Just caught the lower half, and Bonassi wasn't all too happy with that call. So the count runs full after three straight balls and back-to-back strikes. Has things interesting here for the Salem shortstop. Here's the 3-2 pitch. This will be chopped up the middle of the infield. Coming over is Ben Cosme. Makes a play. Spins and throws in time for the first out of the inning. A little bit of style points for Frederick Ben Cosme as he gets Brainerd Bonassi out to start off the fifth inning. And now the number three batter in the Red Sox order has been retired three straight times. Now to the plate is the Salem Red Sox batter who broke up the no-hitter in the third inning. A little bit of RBI double action by Tyler Miller. Good enough for his ninth of the season. Drove in two runs as well and now has 48 with Salem. First pitch to Tyler Miller right back up the middle. This goes through for a base hit. It's a two-hit ninth for Tyler Miller. This is a one-out single in the bottom of the fifth. So the cleanup hitter making his mark felt after enjoying a night off has definitely been the surge of the offense today. And now Yoberto Mexicano, who drove in Tyler Miller his last time up, will step up towards the batter's box. Right-handed designated hitter against the right-handed pitcher in Gillis. Here's the first pitch. It's a breaking ball that will stay upstairs for ball one. 277 hitter on the season. Mexicano has been one of the best bats for Salem all year long. Four home runs, 31 RBIs. As here's the 1-0 pitch. This will be chopped soft roller that rolls foul of the third base line. Bunch of zeros in our Carilion Clinic scoreboard out in left center field. A tying run at the plate right now for the Red Sox as they trail Delmarva 5-3. Miller goes. Gillis doesn't realize it, and the pitch is high and inside for ball two. Miller will go into second base with ease as he is a stand-up stolen base. And with that aggressive playmaking by Miller, you take the ground ball, double play ball out of effect. And Mexicano now with a 2-1 count lead. Gillis will step off the rubber as he resets. Takes a look at Miller and fires the 2-1 pitch. Nice curveball is in there for a called strike two. That had one of those arcing drops. Almost like a basketball player with a nice high arc goes into the hoop. That was Gillis on that delivery. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and Mexicano will slap this out towards left field, but the catch is made by Deson for the second out of the inning. Tyler Miller holds that second base, and it sounded good off the bat, but it is put aside for the second out of the inning. So the inning will come down to the Salem Red Sox catcher, Daniel McElveny, right-handed batter. If you've noticed over these last few months, Salem went from a very pro-lefty lineup to a very pro-righty lineup. First pitch on the way to McElveny is low and inside for ball one. Tyler Miller at second base after picking up his 18th stolen base of the season. One of the easiest ones he has done all year long. Not even a throw made from the catcher in Ardwan. Here's the 1-0 pitch by Gillis, and McElveny will take it for a called strike one. A nice old reliable fastball at 91 miles per hour catches the bottom outside corner. And McElveny hitting right at that 100 mark. He has six RBIs this season, but just hasn't been able to get as many hits. Here's the 1-1 pitch to McElveny, and this is chopped foul towards the Red Sox dugout. Count goes 1-2. The Red Sox have a runner in scoring position with Miller. Daniel McElveny on a 1-2 count. Miller takes off. Swing, and it's foul tipped by McElveny. So you're going to have to see Tyler Miller jog on the way back. But nice pitch by Gillis, and a nice foul ball by McElveny to stay alive. Count stays at 1-2. Gillis takes a look at Miller. And now a double take and even a triple take. Here's the pitch. Curve ball, and it got him. Called strike three. Gillis doesn't know it, but it's the third out of the inning. And that's good enough for his first punch out of the night. It remains Salem down 5-3 to the Delmarva Shorebirds as they strand one runner on the base paths. Sixth inning up next, it's the 8-9-1, part of the order for the Shorebirds. On to the sixth inning we go at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-3 Delmarva lead over the Salem Red Sox. Christopher Troy, the new pitcher in the game, as Michael Desson will drive his first pitch foul down the right field side as it hooks into the Carilion Clinic Pavilion down on that side. So Christopher Troy replaces Felix Cepeda, who may have had one of his best outings of the season. 2 1/3 innings of work. He only gives up one hit, walks two batters, and strikes out two. Troy fires the 0-1 pitch high and inside for ball one. And Troy is making his 20th appearance for the Salem Red Sox this season. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Troy. This will be put on the ground towards the left side. Bonassi ranging over, spinning throw in towards Miller. And they got the runner. What a highlight play made by Brayer Bonassi. Had to cover a great deal of dirt. Got the ball, made a little 360 turnaround, and fired an absolute strike to Miller's glove for an impressive first out of the six. Well, there's one thing to cover the dirt and spin around and make the throw, and that may have won up Frederick Benkosme from earlier on in this game, as we now see Noel Bert Romero lay down a bunt down the third base side. It bounces foul for the first strike of the at-bat. Have the little Shorebirds versus Red Sox debate there. Who had the better shortstop field up 360 spin and throw to their first baseman today? Both were very impressive. Crowd got a little louder for Bonassi here, but that makes sense here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-1 pitch here to Noel Bert Romero. He will jam this up right back to Christopher Troy, who gets underneath of it and makes the second out of the inning. Speaking about Christopher Troy, let's give you a little bit more on the right-handed pitcher for the Red Sox. 1-3 record this season with a 6.55 ERA. 22 innings of work. He's allowed 13 hits, 16 earned runs. He has walked 20 batters and has struck out 34. The best part of Christopher Choi's game is most certainly his opponent's batting average, as Reed Trimble will foul off the first pitch as we go back to the top of the order. Trimble, the designated hitter today for Delmarva, one of three so far, with a single back in the third. It's at a 169. That is the lowest amongst any Salem Red Sox pitcher, as the 0-1 pitch will break in the zone for a called strike two. It's also worthy to note that it's significantly better than the team average of a 248. But he's looking to try to go 1-2-3 here in the sixth. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and the fastball just missed low and away for ball one. But keep that in mind, 19 appearances, 22 innings of work. When Christopher Choi comes out, he doesn't go deep into the night, but he does supply some high-velocity fastballs just like that one at 93. Now, that one just missed low for ball two. We've seen 98 this season by Choi. He does have some great whip on that fastball. Deuces wild. Base paths clear in a 5-3 Delmarva lead. Here's the pitch, and this is a hard-hit ground ball to the right side. Paulino is there. Can't scoop it up cleanly, and there's no throw to first. A rare Edison Paulino scooping error brings Reed Trimble safely to the bag at first, and the inning will keep on going for the Delmarva Shorebirds, and that could spell trouble for the Salem Red Sox as Judd Fabian is the next batter. Well, not most times that you see Edison Paulino committing errors out on the field. That's the first error of the game for the Salem Red Sox, and for Paulino, that's the 18th error of the season. But don't let that number fool you, because he had about 12 in the earlier part of June. As the first pitch, the Fabians hit on the ground. Scooped up by Bonassi. He will step in, fire it to Miller at first. One hop into the glove for the third out of the inning. So no need to worry about that Paulino error, as Delmarva Shorebirds strand one base runner in the top of the sixth. It remains 5-3 Delmarva. Red Sox trail by two, and they'll have the 7-8-9 part of the order up next, right after this. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-3 lead for the Delmarva Shorebirds over the Salem Red Sox. Haven't seen much offense since the three-run bottom of the third by Salem. And it will be the bottom three of the order with John Frank Salazar fouling off the first pitch by Keegan Gillis for strike one. Salazar is one of one tonight with a single back in the fourth inning and reaching safely on a fielder's choice back in the second. 0-1 pitch to Salazar, check swing, and the pitch was low for ball one. No appeal down the first baseline. So it'll be Salazar, Gonzalez, and Belin will try to generate this comeback for the Salem Red Sox. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this will be swung on and fouled by Salazar. And the count will go to one ball and two strikes. So if we were to take the third inning away from today's game, it would be a scoreless tie between these two teams still, as the 1-2 pitch to Salazar is driven foul into right field seating. One, two count. Gillis looking for his second punch out of the day. And Salazar put this two-hopper over to Ben Cosme at shortstop. The throw over to Retzbach is in time to get the first out of the inning. So now Brian Gonzalez will come to the plate, and he has walked today. And he has also grounded out into a fielder's choice. Number 80 hitter looks to get aboard once again, like he did in the second inning with that walk. Gillis will step in and deliver the first pitch, and swinging on the breaking ball is Brian Gonzalez for strike one. Oh-1 count to Gonzalez. Here's the pitch from Gillis, and this misses low for ball one. Now let's give you an update on the Boston Red Sox organization and check in with some scores, starting with the Triple-A Worcester Red Sox. They were able to win last night's game. A little bit of walk-off style this week as well. 1-1 pitch to Gonzalez, and he ropes this down the left field line, but well foul as it offs the Roanoke Times Pavilion. Right now, Worcester looks to be on a path for some more wins as they lead the Rochester Red Wings 6-1 out in Polar Park. 6 unanswered runs. 2 runs in the bottom of the second, 4 in the bottom of the fourth, as the 1-2 pitch misses outside for ball two. Actually got through the catcher's glove of Art Juan towards the backstop, as the right-handed catcher had no chance to go backhand side. Even count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch is away, and this will miss low for ball three. Remember, Worcester is trying to fight for that playoff spot. Remember, they have a few more weeks than we do left in the season. They go to the very end of September when we cut off our season around mid-September. But they trail by 6 games of the Durham Bulls. 3-2 pitch. Gonzalez swing and a miss into the glove of Ard Juan for the strikeout by Gillis. It's 2 up, 2 down here in the 6th for the Delmarva right-handed pitcher. Worcester looking good. Meanwhile, the Portland Sea Dogs in a little bit of battle against the Reading Fighting Phils. 2-2 ball game. Pretty competitive game back and forth between both sides. And Daryl Baylin at the plate will take the first pitch for ball one. Meanwhile, High A Greenville, they trail the Bowling Green Hot Rods 3-0 as that game is in the bottom half of the fifth inning at Bowling Green Ballpark, as Baylin will shoot a 1-0 pitch a mile high into the Salem Knight. Getting underneath of it is going to be the second baseman, Romero, and he squeezes it out in shallow right center field for out three. It's a 1-2-3 inning by Keegan Gillis, and we stay at a 5-3 Delmarva lead as we go to the seventh here at Salem. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the seventh inning, and Christopher Choi out for another inning of work for the Salem Red Sox, and he'll go against the heart of the order with Max Wagner, Silas Ardoin, and Frederick Bencozme. First pitch on the way from Choi is a fastball that misses low and outside for ball one. So the Red Sox go 1-2-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Can't generate any offense in the bottom of the order, as Wagner will foul off the 1-0 pitch and the count goes 1-1. Wagner, a pretty good day for the Delmarva Shorebirds. 2-of-2 with a pair of singles. In his last plate appearance, he was walked in the fourth. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Wagner. Big swing and a miss on the 81-mile-per-hour breaker. And he drops 1-2 in the count. Wagner now hitting 400 in his young season at single A. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Christopher Choi gets his first punch out of the night. And he got it against the hottest batter on the Delmarva lineup. So a nice start to the inning for the Salem Red Sox, and now Silas Ardoin, who singled his last time up, will make his way to the plate. The cleanup hitter has reached base safely in his last two plate appearances when he was hit by a pitch in the third and singled, as we mentioned, in the fourth. He sends the first pitch into the screen alongside the first base line, and the ball rolls right by the Delmarva dugout. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Check swing by Ardoin. The appeal down to the line, and they said he went. Shea Graham didn't know, so he went to Brian Laws, who stands at that first base foul line. And he said that the Delmarva catcher went through. So an 0-2 count, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Christopher Choi to start off the seventh. Update to give y'all, the Lynchburg Hillcats have defeated the Fredericksburg Nationals 4-3. Back-to-back wins for the Hillcats. Even up that series out at Bank of the James Stadium. As we now see Frederick Bencozme at the plate, takes the first pitch upstairs for ball one. All right, so as we speak, 5.5 game deficit between the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Obviously, Salem's got to do their job tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and the fastball is in there for a called strike one. And that's even more exciting news for the other two teams that are trying to chase the Nationals with the Ducks and the Mudcats. As the 1-1 pitch is the way to Bencozme, and that's fouled back for strike two. Right now, the Ducks doing well as they lead 8-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, but Pelicans have the bases loaded in the top of the sixth, so that might change. And the Caroline Mudcats lead the Vadeville Woodpeckers 6-4, in the top of the seventh. 5-3 is our score here. Delmarva leads Salem. And a 1-2 pitch from Choi. It's a fastball that just misses upstairs at 96 for ball two. Even count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Choi with the kick and the deal. The breaking ball just low, and Bencozme was grimacing at the plate, just hoping that Shea Graham didn't call strike three. He did not. And now the Delmarva left-handed hitting shortstop will have a payoff pitch. But first we will see the batter step out of the box and now right back in. Here's the payoff pitch. It's a fastball that gets him on a called strike three. Christopher Choi strikes out the side. He got Wagner and Ardoin swinging, and he taps it off by getting Bencozme looking. So it stays 5-3 Delmarva as we go to the bottom of the seventh. The top of the order, it's Meredith Paulino Bonassi when we come back after the seventh inning stretch. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Jared Beck making his Delmarva Shorebird debut, and he does it in style with a 90-mile-per-hour fastball right down the middle for a called strike one. He will have Keir Meredith, Edison Paulino, and Brayer Bonazzi in a 5-3 Delmarva lead. Here's the kick and the deal, and the breaking ball just misses inside for ball one. Well, Jared Beck is our first left-handed pitcher of the night for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Drafted in the 13th round by the Baltimore Orioles organization. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Beck, and Meredith will take it inside for ball one. Beck comes in, and I mean, this is the height, folks, 7 feet. He does look tall out there. At 225, the lefty steps in on the 2-1, and Meredith will slap this towards the right side. It goes through for a base hit. Out of the reach of Romero, and Keir Meredith is aboard for the third straight time today, but he's on board with his first base hit of the night. Nice leadoff single by Keir Meredith brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Edison Paulino. So this might be a good move here from Felipe Rojas Jr. because three of the first four batters in the Salem Red Sox order today bat with the left-handed side. Nobody out as Beck will fire a fastball at 89 just inside for ball one. So not only is he 7 feet, which, I mean, unless there is an earlier this season, that is the tallest pitcher to be on the mound here at Salem Memorial Ballpark this year. As the 1-0 pitch by Beck will be hit over to the right side. Taylor made double play. It's Romero to Ben Cosme. Throw back to first. They couldn't get Paulino. They got Meredith for the first out of the inning. Nice speed by Paulino to beat it out, and although Meredith is quick as well, there's no chance he's going to beat out that flick from Romero to Ben Cosme. So the Salem Red Sox still have the tying run at the plate as a switch hitting shortstop and Brayer Bonazzi will step in the right-handed batter's box for the first time today. First pitch on the way to Bonazzi, and this is missed outside for ball one. Maybe it can give him a little spark as he went 0-3 in the left-handed batter's box for the first three at-bats, a pair of pop-ups to Max Wagner, and a ground out to Ben Cosme in his most recent at-bat in the fifth. Paulino with a little lead at first base. Rett's back covering the bag. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Bonazzi hammers this down the left field side, and it will tail foul. Oh my, if that one stayed fair, that one would have tied at the ball game and sent this crowd into frenzy. Good attendance tonight, 4,878 in attendance. That's showing of the week, and they've turned in for another competitive game between these two ball clubs. 1-1 pitch, but first a check down to first base as Paulino gets back on the bag with his feet before Retzbach can deliver the tag. One pitch, Paulino goes. Bonazzi hits this out towards center field, dropping in hot, but the catch is made by Fabian. Throw back to first base, and they turn the double play. Judd Fabian has shown us his success with his bat, but he does it there with an 8-3 double play, and the Salem Red Sox strand one base runner in the bottom of the seventh, and it stays Delmarva 5, Salem 3 as we go into the eighth. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Brian Lucas, the new pitcher in for the Salem Red Sox as we go into the top of the eighth inning with the Delmarva Shorebird 5-3 lead over the Salem Red Sox. Elio Prado lead things off as he takes the first pitch low and away for ball one. Christopher Choi, a splendid night in the sixth and seventh innings for the Salem Red Sox, as he went a perfect two innings, as it's a shot back right off of Lucas's leg. McElvey is going to throw down to first. It's the back of Prado and gets away from Tyler Miller as he'll go pick it up in foul territory. And Prado, being smart at first base, just goes back towards the bag to indicate that the runner did not go. And right after that hot shot of a swing went right into Lucas, pitching coach Nick Green and athletic trainer and Jacob Lohman come out to check in with Lucas. But it's the shortest appearance that we've seen from Nick Green and Jacob Lohman this series, as they go right back in the bag as Lucas gives them the thumbs up. So good to see Brian Lucas stay in the game, but that one ricocheted off of the leg of Lucas and went so far back that actually the smartest play was McElvedy to make the throw down there first. It was going to be a tight one as it hit right in the center back of Elio Prado. And now the first pitch by Lucas hits the left arm of Adam Retzbach. And so after two pitches, an infield single, and a hit by pitch, the Shorebirds have runners at first and second with nobody away here in the eighth. So a rather interesting start to the eighth inning here. We'll bring up Michael Desson. 0-3 tonight for the Shorebirds, and he was swinging at a first pitch, and the helmet nearly came off on the swing for strike one. Readjusts the helmet, though. Steps right back in the batter's box. Lucas takes a look at second and fires away a breaking ball that misses inside for ball one. Take a look at Brian Lucas this season, an 0-1 record, as he's made eight appearances for the Salem Red Sox. An even 3.00 ERA. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball's in there for a called strike two. Lucas has pitched 15 innings this year for the Red Sox. He has given up 13 hits and 5 earned runs. Time is called by Desson in the batter's box. Lucas has only walked 6 opposing batters, and he struck out 14. And opponents hit 228. Against Lucas. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on the strike three. Big first out for Brian Lucas. He gets his first punch out of the night. And it puts one out on the board for Noel Burt Romero. So Prado at scoring position in second. And Adam Retzbach at first after getting hit by a pitch. And Noel Burt Romero has had a tough day. 0-3 to be exact. A pair of pop-ups and a ground out in his three prior plate appearances. First pitch on the way to Romero. Hits it towards the right side. Reaching out is Paulino. He can't get it. It's out towards right field with the base hit. Balin will make a throw. Cut off by Miller, who throws it back to second. They get the runner in Noel Burt Romero. Scoring from second base is Elio Prado. And into third goes Adam Retzbach. So Romero tries to be aggressive and turn a double, but he does score the sixth run of the game for the Delmarva Shorebirds. And now two outs on the board. It's a three-run lead for Delmarva. So with that hit, Romero gets his first of the night, his second RBI of the series. And now the top of the order comes up in Reed Trimble. Runner at third base with Rutz back, and the first pitch is fired low for ball one. Left-handed batter and Trimble going against the right-handed pitcher and Lucas. 1-0 count. Here's the kick and the delivery. It's a pitch that drops low again for ball two. So that's the first run that we see in the contest since the third inning. As here's the 2-0 pitch, and this will miss low and inside for ball three. Wild sequence there as Romero was able to drive in that sixth run. Might be a difference between a win and a loss today for Delmarva, as Lucas on four straight pitches walks Reed Trimble, who gets aboard for the third time today. third unique way to get aboard on the base paths with a single in the third, an error by Edison Paulino in the sixth, and now a four-pitch walk in the eighth. So it does officially come through as Romero gets that single. And now Judd Fabian, his first pitch will be taken in the zone at a 78-mile-per-hour breaker for strike one. 529 hitter this week for the Shorebirds. But we just saw him in the bottom half of the seventh make a splendid catch and throw to get the double play. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Fabian. He leans out on a pitch that drops low for ball one. So an even count of one ball and one strike. Fabian with a home run and four RBIs this week. 1-1 pitch. Fabian checks swing. And this will miss low and away for ball two. And this should be a player that Baltimore Orioles fans should be very excited about. It's only his fourth day here with Delmarva, and it looks like he's a seasoned pro. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and this is inside and off the glove of McElveny. It rolls down the third base line, which is convenient for the Salem catcher as it holds Rhett back at third. Meanwhile, Trimble will hold at first as well. So with two outs and a 6-3 Delmarva lead here in the top of the eighth, it's a hitter's pitch for Judd Fabian. Question is, what do you throw if you're Brian Lucas? Steps in and fires away. Fabian will chop this foul. The answer was a fastball at 90 miles per hour upstairs. But good pitch by Lucas to bring the count full. Runners at the corners here for Delmarva. Lucas can really use the strike three. Runner goes at first as Fabian pops it up foul down the first baseline, and it lands in section 303. If this result holds, then the Delmarva Shorebirds will even up the series at two games apiece. We still got two games to go right after this one, and if these games play like they did in the next two, it should be fun as Fabian will pop up the 3-2 pitch and near the same area, just a little short of the concourse before it bounces in section 301. And those fans get back-to-back souvenirs. The count is full for Judd Fabian. As Lucas takes a look at third, he steps in, runner at first goes. Fabian shoots this a mile high. Is it playable for McElveny? Going towards the backstop, reaching up, and he makes the catch. Just enough room for Daniel McElveny to come down with the baseball for that third out of the inning. But the Delmarva Shorebirds add an insurance run as they now lead 6-3. Over the Salem Red Sox, coming out for another inning of work, it's a 7-foot lefty, Jared Beck. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, middle of the order. And Tyler Miller, Gilberto Mexicano, and Daniel McElveny, who will all go against the left-handed pitcher of Jared Beck here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Delmarva adds an insurance run, and they now lead 6-3 over the Salem Red Sox. And we'll start with a lefty v lefty battle. Tyler Miller with a good day so far, 2 of 3 for the Red Sox, as he takes the first pitch low for ball one. We mentioned some scores around the Carolina League back in the seventh inning when we informed you guys that the Lynchburg Hillcats defeated the Fredericksburg Nationals 4-3. That series evened up at 2 games apiece. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Miller, and the fastball will miss outside for ball two. Some other scores to get you caught up on is that the Augusta Green Jackets lead the Charleston River Dogs 3-2. That game's in the bottom of the seventh inning. And here's the 2-0 pitch. Miller will get underneath of this one and drive it out towards left center field. Fabian dashing over to his right, and he makes the catch right in front of Michel Desson. So Miller pops up for the second time today to Judd Fabian, and there's one out to start off the eighth for Jared Beck. So the question is, will now be the time where the Salem Red Sox get to the left-handed pitcher? We mentioned that all three left-handed batters in the top four of the order, as now designated hitter Gilberto Mexicano takes the first pitch for strike one on the inside corner. Meanwhile, the Columbia Fireflies lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers 6-3, and Columbia has just turned it around as Mexicano will chop the 0-1 pitch off of home plate for strike two. And this is not the same Columbia team that visited the Red Sox back in late May and early June. 0-2 pitch to Mexicano, and he will swing and miss on the breaking ball. Beck has his first single-A strikeout, and it comes against the Salem designated hitter to put two outs on the board. Take a look at the standings right now in the Carolina League. 5.5 games back are the Salem Red Sox. As now Daniel McElveny will take the first pitch low for ball one, a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. But we mentioned in the games right now, Columbia 7-game win streak. Unbelievable. 1-0 pitch, and that one will miss up and away for ball two. And a part of the issue why I'm emphasizing that is because the Salem Red Sox travel down to Columbia to play a 6-game series next week. 2-0 pitch to McElveny. He will pop this one foul way over our heads at the third story of the press box. And the count will go 2-1. But it seems as if there's a gap between those teams because, well, Columbia has been beating up Kannapolis all week, and they're the next team up at 6 games back. Here's the 2-1 pitch to McElveny. He shoots this one up down the first base side. Is it playable for Retzbach? To the wall, and it's 2 rows up and the first baseline seating area here at Salem. And after back-to-back foul balls, Daniel McElveny has a 2-2 count coming up. The North Division, though, is seamlessly coming more competitive as we speak. I mean, the Red Sox will have to come back from this 3-run deficit, but with Carolina leading and Down East leading, looks like there might be 3 teams within 3.5 games of the Nationals by the end of it. 2-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss by Daniel McElveny. A 1-2-3 eighth inning by Jared Beck. He goes back-to-back strikeouts against Mexicano and McElveny, and we go into the ninth inning with a Delmarva 6-3 lead. O'Brien Lucas coming out for another inning of work. He'll be against a tough batch of this Delmarva crew, and he'll try to keep it at a 3-run deficit. 6-3 Delmarva over the Salem Red Sox with the heart of the order with Max Wagner, Silas Ardwan, and Frederick Van Cosme all to come up against Brian Lucas, who got a punch out on 20 pitches back in the eighth inning where Delmarva was able to add an insurance run. First pitch on the way to Max Wagner is inside for a called, or excuse me, for ball one. Not called strike one, because I was about to mention that this 3-4-5 part of the order all struck out their last time up, and now the 1-0 pitch right back at Lucas. Couldn't handle it the first time around, but they get the runner just in time for the first out of the inning. Lucas was able to recover well after taking a shot into the body, picked it on up and threw it right back to Miller. And now the Salem infield is coming in to check in on their pitcher, as well as home plate umpire in Shea Graham. That's the second time that Brian Lucas has been line drived on the first batter of the inning. It happened against Elio Prado, who got on with a single. This time, Lucas makes better of it and is able to get the out. So now Silas Ardwan with one out and nobody on swings at the first pitch, a breaking ball for strike one. 1-3 night for Ardwan. He picked up a single in the fourth inning. And is down 0-1 in the count. Here's the pitch from Lucas, and it's in there for a called strike two, just on the outside half. Well, the Salem Red Sox will be trailing going into the bottom of the ninth, and they will have the bottom three of the order, and Salazar, Gonzalez, and Balin due on up. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Lucas, a swing and a miss for strike three. Lucas gets his first strikeout of the inning. He gets Ardwan again. And now two up, two down here in the ninth. Now Frederick Van Cosme to the plate. He picked up a double in the third inning. Outside of that, been a tough night for the Delmarva shortstop. First pitch, he goes up the middle. Scooped up by Bonassi, throws it to Miller. That's a nice 1-2-3 inning by Brian Lucas and the Salem Red Sox. We'll see Brian Gonzalez in the bottom half of the ninth. It will be a new pitcher for the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll get you that name and information when we come right back here at Salem. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 6-3 lead for the Delmarva Shorebirds over the Salem Red Sox. The Shorebirds are three outs away from getting back in the win column as they will be facing the bottom three of the order with a brand new pitcher into the ballgame. Reese Sharp, the 20th round selection out of the 2022 MLB draft by the Baltimore Orioles organization, is on to the mound to try to get his first save of the season. A 6'3" pitcher that comes in at 220 pounds. He pitched at the University of Indiana last season, where he pitched in 23 games, only started one, had a 3-6 record with a 6.42 ERA. in his 54 and two-thirds innings of work. He got 76 strikeouts, walked 28 batters, and gave up 49 hits. He also led the team in games finished with 11 and was tied for the lead in saves with 4. First batter is going to be Gianfranco Salazar, and the pitch is upstairs for ball one. Now, Reese Sharpe was initially drafted by the San Francisco Giants in the 28th round in the 2019 MLB draft out of high school, but he did not sign as the 1-0 pitch by Salazar is blasted into the right field seats, and it will go well foul for strike one. So it'll be Gianfranco Salazar, Brian Gonzalez, and Daryl Bay-Lynn, Jared Beck with an impressive first two innings here at with the Delmarva Shorebirds as the 1-1 pitch is up and away for ball two. Salazar hitting at .290 this season with 4 RBIs. He does have a base hit today, which came back in the fourth with a leadoff single. How great would that be here in the ninth? 2-1 pitch, and Salazar will foul that up to the top of the screen behind the plate for strike two. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes here in the bottom of the ninth. 6-3 Delmarva lead over Salem. Here's the pitch, and Salazar swing and a foul tip into the glove of Ardwan for strike three. And Reese Sharpe starts off his minor league baseball career with a strikeout on the Salem third baseman. Take a look at what Jared Beck did on the mound. The 7-foot lefty went 2 innings of work, allowed only 1 base hit, and struck out 2 batters. Bullpen has been sharp today for Delmarva, and Brian Gonzalez will watch the first pitch catch the bottom outside corner for strike one. That was no pun intended, but it could be sharper if Reese Sharpe is able to get this team towards the finish line. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Gonzalez, and that will drop in there for a called strike two. Gonzalez not a fan of that call. He has 1 on-base appearance today with a walk back in the second. Since then, a fielder's choice ground out and a strikeout swinging in the six. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Sharpe. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Reese Sharpe back-to-back strikeouts. 4 straight retired Salem Red Sox batters at the plate. And it all comes down to Daryl Bay-Lynn. 0-3 day for the Salem Red Sox right fielder. And he will have to generate a comeback here for the Salem. Sharp's first pitch on the way. Bay-Lynn checks swing, but it's in there for a called strike one. Nice fastball by Sharpe, who's just gone with it in this game. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Bay-Lynn, and it misses low for ball one. Now, most of these pitchers that were selected in the 2022 draft by Baltimore have not played in the FCL level, so this is pretty much their first professional appearance today for Jared Beck and for Reese Sharpe. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Bay-Lynn holds on the check swing, and the appeal down the line says he doesn't go. But Bay-Lynn does not bite on the breaking ball and now has a count lead of 2 balls and 1 strike. 6-3 Delmarva lead. And now a 2-1 pitch on the way to Bay-Lynn, and this misses outside for ball three. Bay-Lynn sitting very comfortably in the at-bat. 3 balls and 1 strike. Has popped up 3 times today to Max Wagner, to Judd Fabian, and then on the way to Noel Burt Romero. But he has walked on 5 pitches as that one misses low and away for ball four. And Bay-Lynn will trot down to first base, and now you can start talking about that tying run as he's on deck. But at the plate right now is Keir Meredith, who has had a reliable day for the Salem Red Sox, 1 of 2, after lining out to the left fielder of Daeson in his first at-bat, walk, and most recently a single in the seventh. First pitch on the way to Meredith, and that is in there for a called strike one. So we mentioned how with the left-handed pitcher of Beck, if there was going to be success for the right-handed hitters, well, it wasn't as successful as it was back-to-back strikeouts by Beck. Now you see the majority left-handed hitters going to go against the right-handed Sharpe. 1-0 pitch to Meredith, and he will pop this one out towards shallow center field. Moving back is Romero. He's called off by Ben Cosme, and the catch is made for out number 3, out number 27, and the Delmarva Shorebirds defeat the Salem Red Sox 6-3. After losing back-to-back games, Delmarva didn't really use their bats as much today as they did in the series opening 17-10 win, but that top of the third inning where 8 straight Delmarva Shorebirds batters that reached safely definitely was a big cause of today's win. That was a 5-run top of the third inning. Salem responded with 3 runs in the bottom half of the third inning, and after about a few scoreless innings of the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, Delmarva tapped one more in the top of the 8th to win this one 6-3. Excellent pitching day by Delmarva. The 2022 draftees come in here today, and they pitch 3 perfect innings down the stretch against this Salem crew. So with this loss for the Red Sox, they dropped to 57-54. They dropped to 22-23 in the second half of the season, while the Delmarva Shorebirds improved to 39-72 and 18-28 in the second half of the season. So with this Salem Red Sox loss, the series is now even at 2 games apiece. Game 5 of the 6-game series is set for tomorrow night, 6:05 p.m. It's Military Appreciation Night, so hopefully you come on down to Carilion Clinic Field for what should be a nice rubber match between these two sides to try to see who will at least clinch a tie in the series result. Not the Salem Red Sox night today, as the Delmarva Shorebirds defeat Salem 6-3 and the final score. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight on MILB.TV or through the Salem Red Sox audio stream on the website. Fredericksburg loses, but Salem does as well, so the Red Sox sit 6 games back in the Carolina League North Division standings for the second half of the season. The fireworks show about to begin here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, so I will step aside for the night. The Salem Red Sox lose 6-3 to the Delmarva Shorebirds. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night right here from Salem Memorial Ballpark.